It walks in the land. It walks in the sea. It walks in the air. Everything is made subject to it. And is subject to none. Amen. So I want you to believe God. Don't believe the situation. Did you hear me? Don't believe the situation. Don't even believe what men say. If it's contrary to the word, say, I don't take it. Say with me, say, I don't take it. Say with me, I don't believe it. I reject it. Now, listen, it may be a fact, but say, I don't take it. So don't believe the situation. Believe God. Do you hear me? Don't believe the situation. Believe God. Don't even believe what they say. Listen, it even could be true. I mean, a fact. But don't bother about that. Don't bother about that. He speaks the things that be not as though they were. He rubbishes the counsel of the wicked. Amen. I stand here to tell you what they have said is a rubbish. It's complete nonsense. It holds no ground. It will come to nothing. To come to nothing. Everything contrary. Everything contrary to you will come to zero. Say amen. And I'd like you to believe that. I want you to believe that. I want you to receive that. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say amen. Praise the Lord. The word of God walks everywhere. Walks everywhere. He's the God of the valley and God of the mountain. He's able to save with few. And he's able to save with the multitude. There's no limitation against the Almighty. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to see yourself walking about in your sitting room and you're declaring Jesus is Lord. 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 I refuse the lie of Satan. I refuse the lie of Satan. I declare the lordship of Jesus. I declare the lordship of Jesus. I declare the lordship of Jesus. I proclaim that Jesus is Lord. I see you doing that. Hallelujah! That's your victory. Say amen. Say it again. Say it like you believe it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, we've been talking about the spirit of prayer. And we've been talking about the spirit of faith. How many of you have been going back and looking at it again? How many of you were here when we're talking about the spirit of prayer? You're here, raise your hand, let me see. Okay, simple question. How many of you have gone back to it and carefully went through the notes? Carefully went through the notes. If you did, if you're bold about it, please, may I see you raise your hand if you have carefully gone through the notes. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, Nengi, all right, what did you observe when you carefully went through the notes about the spirit of prayer? Yes, ma. Yes, ma. Oh, wow. Praise the Lord. Who has raised his hands? Okay, let's give to Ozioma. Let's see here what Ozioma has to say. Just be bold about it. Just talk freely. You know, when we talk freely, somebody learns. Do you understand? It also helps me so that I'll know where to touch you. Do you understand? I can feel you, and then I'll know how to touch you. Do you understand? Catch the point? All right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. From what you've been teaching us, I came to understand that prayer is actually a place that you enter into. And you said that place is a house. And when you come into that house, the spirit of prayer comes on you. Now, it's not about what you say. It's not really about what you say or what you don't say, but it's necessarily about waiting. Because the Spirit of God from the scriptures prays for us. So while waiting, it encourages and it leaves a room for the Spirit of God to pray the way that you should pray in that house and pray through you. And it's an experience, actually. I believe so much of it that it's an experience. It's not, someone else may not really understand it until you come to that place. Like you were saying, you haven't really prayed until you come to the house of prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Amen to Jesus. Who has raised his hand? Okay, Pastor. Okay. Give to Pastor Tony the last talk. Give to Sister Lillian. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. A few things to say about the spirit of prayer.
Spirit of prayer. Yes.
You know, you talked about waiting.
Yes, ma'am.
And you talked about prayer being a house.
Yes, ma'am.
No, you don't just come to stop.
Yes.
And then while you were teaching on that, there was something you mentioned. You were like, you need to, at times, just come in, just come out from somewhere.
Yes.
And we're walking into, we are trying to get into the house of prayer.
Yes.
You need to shed off. You need to remove some things. You know, so that makes me, whenever I want to pray,
yes.
Yes. Whenever I want to pray, I and my husband, I, you know, somehow, where are you coming from?
Where are you coming
from? What have you been doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been on the internet?
Hmm.
Have you been chatting and all that?
Facebook.
And suddenly you want to start praying.
Yes.
Now, okay. You have to study God's word.
But this would make people laugh. What do you call them? Comedians. You've been watching them. Your the blog you go to is comedian. And you've been on it for hours. Then you now want to pray. Can you imagine? Devil is a liar.
So it stays in my consciousness and it makes me, before I pray now, I want to say God's word.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, for me, I see that as a process of waiting.
Yes.
As a process of getting ready.
Yes, yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You find that it's easier to connect to prayer when you've been with God's word than when you're just coming from wherever and you want to pray. You find that you just, you know, you take a longer time trying to praise God. You're trying to connect. But when you've been with God's word,
yes,
and suddenly you start,
it wells up prayer. It wells up prayer.
Yes.
It's the spirit of prayer. It gives you the life of prayer. You don't have it. You can't have it until it's given to you. It gives you the life of prayer. And you will just discover there are two different places. There's a house of prayer.
So it has really been, you know, conscious of where I'm coming out from.
Yes, ma'am.
To pray.
Hallelujah.
So before I pray now, I try to get ready. So that I don't just leave my road.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you can do all of those things. Yes.
You have not even prayed.
You know you did not pray.
Yes. Yes. That's, you know, people just live a lie. Devil is a liar too.
So that has really helped.
Praise the Lord. Are you listening?
Get into the house.
Are you guys listening?
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you. I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Give to Pastor Tony. I think he's the last person. Jesus, thank you.
That wasn't around when.
Okay, you were not even there when we were talking about the spirit of prayer. Wow. So what were you raising your hand for?
The spirit of faith.
All right. Okay. Let's hear. Is there anybody again here that wanted to talk about the spirit of prayer? Thank you, Jesus.
What I've noticed, my work. One that helps me. And I have this thing can just can't say it with words. As you said, when you enter into life will open up.
Yes.
And you want to pray.
Yes.
That's what I've actually.
Amen.
And my prayer life has very.
Yes.
Because not because of me, but I've come to know the
a prayer.
That just don't come from anywhere. Come and pray. He has to prepare you to pray.
Yes.
That's what I've done.
Praise the Lord.
My little experience.
Praise the Lord.
He has to prepare you to pray so that you can actually get the life of prayer that he has to do. Because there's a life in prayer that if you're exposed.
Yes.
I just felt
okay. Yes. Okay. Before he talks about the spirit of faith, I just wanted to ask those of you who were here and who listened. You listened well, and then you went home that night, and then did you notice anything when you woke up or when you wanted to pray? Did you notice anything? Did you hear me? I said, those of you that came when we're talking about the spirit of prayer, after you listened and you heard and you come home and you try to go back on it, and then through the night and in the morning when you wanted to pray, did you notice anything? How many of you did? If you did, just honestly raise your hand. Just honestly, just raise. I'm not going to ask you what you noticed. I just want to know if you noticed anything. Okay. You did raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I noticed something. So what I'm asking you is not because of you. You know, there's something about prayer that if you really listened and you went back again with your heart, that night, you notice your sleep will be different. And then when you wake up to pray, you will notice. You noticed something. You did. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm a preacher and I teach God's word. There are places I go. There are places I've been. And I began to teach them the word. There are a couple of preachers. We're like four preachers. The first person preaches. The second person preaches. And then I'm the third person. I'm probably the last preacher. And each of the preaching has an atmosphere. It carries. Are you listening to me? The second preacher, he has an atmosphere. It carries. Now, as I'm listening to them, I try to enjoy what they are saying. I really try to be part of what they are saying. And then some of them, is talking to me about what God wants to do and how God is going to do it and how God and what I should do. And then all of it is beautiful. And I'm part of the meeting. And people are getting up, giving their seed. Me too, I go give my seed. And then I start preaching in my session. And as I'm talking, I notice the atmosphere changes. An envelope comes upon the people. I observe it. And I will stop. And I ask the people, do you guys observe anything? Because something is like a cloud resting on the people. And I ask them, do you? And then you could just see each of them has to do with atmosphere. The first was an atmosphere. The second was an atmosphere. Now it was my section. There was also an atmosphere. But it's different. It's different. Totally different. Praise the Lord. So I learned to capture atmosphere. Amen. Now the reason is there's something I talk about when I began in my session. There's something I talk about. And I notice when I begin to talk about that, something is different. Hallelujah. Even when I step out, you can actually come up and you ride on the wave of that. Praise the name of the Lord. And minister effectively to the people. All right. Now, I'm saying that to say, you know, after that, my next day, when I got home, I noticed there was an atmosphere. And it was so different. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so in my heart, that morning, I was saying, wow, thank God for Wednesday service. And I said in my heart, anyone that was here and that truly listened will experience the same. Amen. The spirit of prayer. Amen. So Pastor Tony wanted to tell us something about the spirit of faith. I will talk about it because I want to preach on that this few minutes that we have. But Kingsley's wife, did you go back to that spirit of faith? No, spirit of prayer. Or you didn't have the time? Kingsley, did you go back? Okay, so you didn't capture it well. Oh, wow. But I heard it was on tape. Was the tape wholesome? Was it good? All right, so you get the tape. I really want you guys to get the tape. Anybody that was not there, get it. It was good? Anybody that was not there, get it. Please get it. Because if you get it and I'm encouraged, I'll teach you more of such things. But if you don't, then I'll go on with you on some level. Do you understand? But I think we need to go more. But you will be the determinant. Praise the Lord. Say amen. All right. Spirit of faith. Or have you spoken what you wanted to say? You've spoken it. You said some. Okay. You can say the rest. Briefly. Briefly.
Praise the Lord.
Spirit of faith. You know, I shared on the spirit of faith on Sunday. Yes. Say, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God's word works everywhere. Yes. Anywhere. Never you be intimidated. Are you listening to me? Say, amen.
Amen.
Say with me, God's word works everywhere. And I am never intimidated. I walk with the word.
Sir, for the first time, it's good to know that I need to have a relationship with you. That, for me, that changed my entire life.
Amen.
Why? Because I've not heard it like that.
Yes.
Having a relationship, because it's not as if you are practicing how to walk by faith.
Yes.
To have a relationship with my faith, stay and fellowship.
Yes.
And then my knowing that my faith will take care of all that things,
yes.
I take care of my environment. Has given me another perspective entirely,
yes.
On how to relate with my faith.
Yes.
So what I do now is deliberately,
yes,
and consistently have a relationship,
yes,
with my faith.
Yes.
I just don't assume on it.
No.
I don't say I know it before.
Yes.
I'm deliberate now.
Yes.
Having a relationship. I have noticed that the more I have a relationship, the more something opens.
Yes.
And I noticed that my faith is actually a person.
Yes.
That I can relate with.
Yes.
Because the more I do it, I notice the more helps me to do it.
Yes.
So I don't really bother about my environment.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
I just anchor on the best. It's like having a new friend.
Yes. Amen. Say hallelujah. Everybody say praise the Lord. Say it like a believer. So you were around last Sunday, we're talking about the spirit of faith? All right. Amen to Jesus. Glory be to God. Time is far gone, so I don't want to ask any other person to talk about the spirit of faith. But do you have your Bibles with you? Okay, let's go to the book of John, Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Now, we're going to start to read from verse 1, and we're going to read fast so that we can capture the background to the story. To verse 10. 1 to 10. 1 to 10. Okay? I'd like all of us to start reading. Everybody to start reading. Say, praise the Lord. Say it again. Why don't you say it like you believe it? All right. Now, mercy is here. The mercy of the Lord is here. In Jesus' name. Did you hear me? The mercy of the Lord is here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's no evil that will befall you. There's no charge that will be laid against you. Every charge that is laid against you is canceled, is brought to nothing in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen. Say amen. You go out blessed, you come in blessed. Amen. You stay in your home, blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord. Amen. So let's read. Everybody is reading. One to go. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offense. But woe unto him through whom they come. Verse 2. That a milestone were hanged around his neck and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Verse number 3. Take it to yourself. If thy brother trespass against you, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. Verse 4. And if he trespass against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent. You should forgive him. Say amen. Say amen. Say it again. All right. The next verse. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Verse 6. And the Lord said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey. Say amen. Obey you. Say amen. In the next verse. But which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, we say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat. The next verse 8. And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith it may, I may sup, and guide thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Verse 9. Read, talk to me. You're reading? But he thanked. So he thanked that servant because he did the things that were commanded him. I trow not. Verse 10. Likewise you, when you sat down all, when you have what? Which I commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servant. We have done that which is our duty to do. Say, praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. All right. I want to just share with you on dealing with your faith. Dealing with your faith. Relating with your faith. Relating with your faith. Yes. It's better now because we're not seeing it so well. Praise the Lord. What did I say? Dealing or relating with your faith. All right. Amen. You know, Jesus was talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness. That was the background to the word. Forgiveness. And he was telling that you should forgive and forgive again and forgive again and forgive again And then the disciples really felt that this is too much. It's not be easy to do that. Especially when somebody is the same person that keeps offending you. Do you understand? So they said to him, increase our faith. Then he said to them, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say. So he was saying to them, I'm not going to increase your faith just as I'm looking at you and I'll say you receive a higher faith. Do you understand? I'll just give you more and then you have more. No. He said, the way your faith will be increased is when you exercise it. How is your faith increased? When you exercise it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. How is your faith increased? When you exercise it. So if you don't exercise your faith cannot increase. Now, also, you will never know faith. You will never know faith until you begin to exercise faith. Did you hear me? Okay, you know, Pastor Tony was talking about relationship. You know, you just like you may live with a person and never know the person. That's the way you will have faith and never know faith. You know, you will never know faith until you begin to exercise your faith. Say amen. Say amen. So you will know faith as faith begins to grow. You will know faith as what? Begins to grow. You will know it. And then faith begins to grow, not by you, not necessarily by hearing. Faith does not grow by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. But faith grows by exercise. Did you hear me? How does faith come? But how does faith grow? By exercise. All right. So, and then you know faith by faith growing. And faith grows by exercise. Praise the Lord. Remember, we're talking about doing what? Relating or dealing with faith. Now, when you can relate with someone you don't know. And you can deal effectively with someone you don't know. And you can imagine, there's several things, if you're married, you know, never assume on your wife. And never assume on your husband. And then when you assume on her, it's because you don't know her. Do you understand? So if you must live together, you must constantly learn each other. And then tolerating, understanding, and forbearing with each other. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Can you do your hand like this and say, amen. Do your hand like this and say, praise the Lord. Can you match your foot on the ground? Say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say, amen. Devil is a liar. Nobody here is going to sleep today. Devil is a liar. Amen. He always comes after the word. You know, I'm gisting with you. We're gisting. We're laughing. And I begin to talk God's word. Then, when we were gisting, you were okay. But we're talking the word now. And then you're feeling sleepy. Devil is a liar. Did you hear me? Devil is who? And don't let him lie to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're talking about how faith comes. How does it come? How does faith grow? How do you know faith? Now, how do you know faith? Huh? When it grows, you know it. As it grows, you know it. Then as you know it, you will relate with it. You will now deal with it because you know it. Do you understand that? All right. So Jesus said, this is how your faith will grow, when you exercise it. So how do you exercise it? He said, when you say to the sycamine tree, be thou plucked out and be thou cast into the sea. And then he said, it shall be done unto you. Amen. All right. Now, you will notice, let's go to that scripture that said, it shall be done unto you. What verse is that? What verse is that? I think it's, and he shall obey you. That's verse 6. Verse 6. Let's look at verse 6. Verse 6, please. Can you read with me, please? One, two, go. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should, Okay, now look at it technically. Who did it obey? It obeyed your faith, not you. But what obeyed you? Your faith. But what obeyed your faith? The sycamine tree being plopped into the sea. Amen. So what is the strange of relationship? You did not relate with the sycamine tree. You related with your faith. And your faith related with the sycamine tree. Do you understand? Now, that, think about you. You can't move a mountain. No, you can't. You can't even move. You alone cannot push. You cannot push a four-wheel car. You alone, you can't. Do you understand? All right, so talk less of a mountain. You can't all by yourself unplug a tree. You can't. Do you understand? You know, but listen. So what the Bible is saying is, so you don't deal with the mountain. Don't deal with the sycamine tree. Now, you deal with your faith. Your faith will deal with the mountain. Praise the Lord. So, Jesus said, it shall obey you. Amen. Amen. All right. So, yes, that Sunday I was telling you that your faith has no respect of persons. And it has no respect of places. And it has no respect of positions. Now, if your faith goes into effect now, if it goes into work now, and what it takes for it to come to pass is in the United Kingdom. Don't bother about that. It will bring it to Nigeria. Not just Nigeria, it will bring it to Port Harcourt. Not just Port Harcourt, to bring it to your street. And not just your street, your house. Praise the Lord. Your faith will get you meet with that thing that is in the UK. Not, it's not even now. It's not even around now in Nigeria. It's in America. Now, but your faith is released. It will go to America and bring it. And you will meet that thing in Rumola Street. In fact, the day you will meet it, you are not even looking for it. And you just jam it. And it was that thing. And it was your faith that brought it and arranged for you and it to meet. So that's about your faith. So it does not respect places. Places are no barriers to your faith. And then people are no barriers to your faith. It will get people to serve you. In fact, people will obey it. They don't even know they are obeying something. And then positions. It does not respect position. In fact, if the person in the position is not willing, he will change him and bring another person who will do everything it says. Say, praise the Lord. So have that as a background in your mind as we talk about you relating with your faith. So Jesus now began to say, look at verse number, the next verse. I think verse number, what's the next verse? 7. Let's read it, everybody, please. Which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, we say unto him by and by, when he's come from the field, go and sit down to meat. Okay, think about this. Your servant, you know, is working. You have a house help. You have a servant working. And then he's in the farm doing everything and all that. And he comes and he say, you have tried though. You have tried today. Oh, just relax. You'll be the one that will go to the kitchen and prepare the food and then come and give your servant and then put one for yourself. And then put one for your servant. Or perhaps you have just busy preparing food. You serve him. And then you go get water. You put for him. He said, which of you will do that? He said, you will, even when he's coming from the field, you will tell him, make ready. And prepare. Prepare breakfast for me. Fry egg. He just brought from the poultry. Brought like 2 crates of egg. And then he went to the bakery. Brought 2 loaves of bread. And then milk the cows and got some milk. And then he's coming to the house tired. And then You say, oh, sit down. You've tried. Do you do that? Jesus said, nobody does that. When the servant comes back from the field, you tell him, guide yourself and make food for me. Do you understand? So what he's trying to say is how you relate with your faith. Say with me, how you do what? You know, some of you let your faith to rest. You don't allow your faith to complete the work. Some of you, you know, you cut the relation. You cut it. You don't allow it to finish the work. Because some of you rest your faith. So he's telling us that if you're doing that, you can't know faith. It's not done like that. You must allow your faith to complete the work. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Remember, we're talking about you relating with your faith. Are you listening to me? Okay, here you are. You become absent from your faith. You become what? Absent from your faith. And then you just carry on. You carry on. You've been on for 1 week. And there's not been a relation with your faith. So which of you have a servant? You remember they were asking him and increase our faith. So he was talking to them on how the faith would be increased. He said, you say to the sycamore tree, be plucked up, be cast into the sea, and it shall obey you. And he finished saying that. And he said, which of you will have a servant after he have been to the field and come back, will tell him you have tried, sit down. Do you understand me? So you rest your faith. You rest your faith. You terminate the contact and carry on, you know, minding yourself, minding your business. Hello, are you there with me? Carry on minding yourself, minding your business for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. And suddenly you remember you have a faith. You have a faith to relate with and deal with. And then you just wake up and go back to it. Which of you is doing that? So he says, if you're doing that, there's no relationship with the faith. You can't know that faith. You can't know it. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? And you know, that's the way we are. You carry on. Sometimes 1 month. Sometimes 6 months. Sometimes the whole week, sometimes 3 weeks, and there's no relation. There's nothing. You suddenly wake up. He said, your faith can't grow like that. So you will never know it. Do you understand? So for you to know it, there must be a constant dealing with your faith. He comes from the field. He said, guard yourself and give me food. Don't terminate. Let the work be completed. Let the relationship be carried on. Are you listening? Say, praise the Lord. Let's read the next verse to help us. The next verse. The next verse should be verse 8, okay? 1, 2, go. Let's read. And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may soup, and guide thyself and serve me. He's just from the field. They say, guide yourself and serve me. The same thing you brought forth, guide yourself and serve me. So don't cut it. Amen. Till I have eaten and I'm drunken. So do you understand? It's the dealing is continuous. You don't cut it. You've carried along alone for a long time. You've carried along alone by yourself. You need to bring in your faith and begin to relate. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, when he said this, let's just read 9 and 10. Read with me 9 and 10. Then I will round up and then help you appreciate the message. Let's read. Want to go? Though not he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him, I trow not. Verse 10. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Say amen. You remember he began to talk about this on the ground of the question, increase our faith. And then he said, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be and be cast into the sea, and it shall obey you, and it shall obey you. Then he said, for which of you, having a servant, amen to Jesus, say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. So dear brothers and sisters, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith grows by exercise. How you exercise it. It grows by exercise. Amen to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. The principle is believing with the heart and speaking with the mouth. Amen to Jesus. And what you, the basis is calling things that be not as though they were. The principle is believing with the heart and speaking with the mouth. The basis is calling things that be not as though they were. The background is the ground of prayer. Amen to Jesus. The background is what? The ground of prayer. The spirit of faith comes from prayer. Do you understand? It comes from prayer. Now, that man, Elijah, was a man like passion. And then he said unto Ahab, there shall not be rain nor dew in this land for many years. Amen to Jesus. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Say it again. And he said, according to my word. And he said, according to my word. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. But in the book of James chapter 5, the Bible said, Elijah, a man like passion like us, prayed earnestly that it should not rain. So what he said came out of his prayer. That's the spirit of faith. And the spirit, faith is saying with your mouth and believing with your heart. But what he said came out of his prayer. Amen to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the spirit of faith. Say, praise the name of the Lord. Everybody say, praise the name of the Lord. All right. Say, hallelujah. Say it again. Say it again. Amen to Jesus. Amen to Jesus. Praise the Lord. So when you begin to release your faith, when you begin to release your faith on a particular situation, amen, in Jesus' name, don't cut contact with your faith. Don't rest your faith. Don't withdraw from your faith. Keep abreast of it. And keep it alive. Amen. Don't take over from your faith. To begin to deal with the situation. Allow your faith to deal with the situation. You deal with your faith. Do you understand me? Because don't take over. We do most times to rest our faith. And we cut the contact. We cut the relation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say with me, my needs are met according to the riches of God in glory by Christ Jesus. Say with me, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I will not live in this level that I have lived this year, next year. In Jesus' name, my finances are changed. I've moved over. I now deal with hundreds of thousands. When I spend 200,000, it's just like spending 1,000, 2,000 naira. It doesn't mean much to me because I have more than enough. I deal with hundreds of thousands, not tens of thousands. Hallelujah! My needs are met according to the riches of God in glory. God have enlarged my course and multiplied me exceedingly. God has enlarged my course and multiplied me exceedingly. I am abounding with plenty. With plenty. God has enlarged my course and multiplied me exceedingly. I am abounding with plenty. Now, you see what you have said? Did you see what you have said? Now, let's say you're releasing your faith on that. Now, if this requires that your job change, are you hearing me? And that your job change, do you know it will bring the new job for you? That will provide this background of more abundant supply. Now, if this requires that you need another business added to you, what's your present job? Now, it will go and bring the business. And then bring you and the business will jam. You're not looking for it. But your faith goes ahead of you and arranges it. Are you listening to me? Arranges it and brings it together. So you will meet it. You will even meet it in an uncertain place. Did you hear me? It's not the kind of place you would have met it. That day you will not be looking for it. And it will meet you. And it will be the beginning. But it will be your faith at work. But that faith, you began to release it this year. Let's say it again. What did we say before? My needs are met according to the riches of God. In glory. What else did we say? Huh? That what I am this year. And what else did we say? He has enlarged my course and multiplied me exceedingly. And I am abounding with plenty. He has done what? Enlarged my course and multiplied me exceedingly. And I am abounding in plenty. Thank you, Father. 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 I have received the grace of the Lord in multiplication, in enlargement, in increase, in expansion. The hand of the Lord has come upon me mightily, mightily, mightily. And he has raised me and lifted me above where I am, above where I am. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. I am enlarged exceedingly. I am multiplied. I am multiplied by the hand of the Almighty. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, you're releasing your faith on this. You're doing what? Releasing your faith on this. Now, if what it requires is a new job, don't bother about the new job. It will come. It will come with no stress. If what it requires is that you need to have another business, don't bother about that. Don't even bother thinking about that. He will bring it. He will meet you in an unqualified place. The business. You and him will jam. But it will be your faith at work. Do you understand? Do you understand? Say praise the Lord. Everybody say it again. Say it again. Say with me, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. From the crown of my head down to the soles of my foot, every cell in my body is vitalized with healing grace, healing power. In the name of Jesus, I share in life and in immortality. The power of God is alive in me. It's alive in me. I have healing grace. Healing grace upon my body, upon my bones, upon my bloodstream, upon my brain cells. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed by the power of God in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen. Now listen to me. Don't bother about the diseases that is around. It won't come nigh you. You will be protected by an invisible shield. Now, listen, even when you are wrong, even when you fail, they will not overcome you. The shield will come behind. In the midst of failure. Do you understand me? I'm not saying you should fail. I'm not saying you should walk into failure. But if you do, the shield will be stronger. The shield will be what? Stronger! But the good thing is that if your faith is alive, it will also prevent you from the mistake. You'll be close, but your faith will come behind, in between, and block. You see, you can't go further. I will be your redemption. Say amen. Say hallelujah. Now you don't need to bother about. Don't bother about. You will do it. But what you should bother with is your faith. Now, but you don't cut it. Don't let it to rest. After he comes from the field, tell him guide your clothes. Guide your clothes. And serve me. Let the relationship proceed. Let it continue. Let it drag on. Then you will know it. Say amen. Are you here? Say hallelujah. Say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Say with me, my eyes have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. My eyes have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He has anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. He prepares a table before me in the midst of my enemies. I am never intimidated. I am never disadvantaged. I'm always in the place of advantage. Say, I'm always in the place of advantage. He anoints my head with oil. He anoints my head with oil. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. My cup runs over. I have seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Father. Say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm always in advantage. I'm always in advantage. I'm always in advantage. I'm always in advantage. My cup runs over. I'm anointed with oil, with the Holy Ghost and power. Say praise the Lord. I'm healed. Now, you see, I'm just giving you preambles, giving you tips. Thank you. Giving you tips that you can run, flow into, go into. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Now, the things I'm saying, were you saying with me? Don't let nobody close your mouth. You know, sometimes they close your mouth. They just tell you, watch him. So you sit down there, you're looking at me. And I'm saying and saying, and you're wondering, pastor can talk, oh. You understand? And you're just there. You're just there. That's how the devil wants it. As you participate you come into the spirit of it. It's a spirit and it's contagious. As you participate, you walk in. You will now see there are differences in places. There are houses. You just step out and step in. And you know this is a different place. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In all of my ways, I acknowledge him, so he directs my path. I'm always led of the Lord, for the steps of a righteous man is ordered of the Lord. I'm led of the Spirit. I'm led of the Spirit. I don't just do anything anyhow. I'm led of the Spirit. I'm led of the Spirit. I'm led of the Spirit. In all of my ways, I acknowledge him. He directs my path. For the steps of a righteous man is led of the Lord. Is led of the Lord. Is led of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen. Now, your faith will not allow you, if it's active and alive, to remain the same. You cannot be next year what you are this year. If you are, you let your faith to rest. Do you understand? It means that as you went on, you told him you've tried. Sit down. And you took over. He said, which of you will do that? Which of you will do that? Why are you doing that? Say amen. Say amen. Don't even think about how you will visit the UK for 2 weeks or 3 weeks to undergo some training and come back. If you think about it, you don't have money, you don't have connection, you don't have anybody in UK, you don't have any relative that will pay your ticket, you don't, even your job is not enough to pay the ticket. But don't bother about that. Your faith will do it. You know what you do? You deal with your faith and let your faith deal with that. Now, what it does is it handles the impossible. Once it is impossible to you, you know, there's something that might be impossible to you, but will not be impossible to somebody else here. He will know what to do. But you don't know what to do. As long as you don't know what to do, don't bother. Your faith knows what to do. He will go and get that person who knows what to do, and you and him will jam in an uncertain place. Unqualified place. And then what they are telling you, they don't know you're opening your mouth because to you is impossible. And they are talking about it as if it's like you're just listening to them. But guess what is at work? Your faith. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. My needs are met according to the riches of God and glory. Hallelujah. The Lord has delivered me, lifted me from the miry clay. My foot are not planted on the clay. I'm lifted by the hand of God. I'm not dragged down. Nothing drags me down. Nothing drags me down. I'm raised by God. I'm standing on a rock. That's where you are. That's where you are. You know, when you're on a miry clay, if you want to lift one leg, this leg goes further down. So you want to lift this one, you need to put this one down. In the process of putting this one down to lift this one goes further. So you don't ever move. You don't ever move. But he has ransomed you, delivered you from the miry clay, and planted your foot on a rock to stand. Wow. Planted your foot on a rock to stand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has triumphed gloriously on your behalf. And the horses and its riders, he has drowned them in the midst of the sea. And he has put a song in your mouth, wherein you will sing unto him a new song. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. My needs are met. My needs are met according to the riches of God in glory. I have full and I have an abundant supply. Full and an abundant supply. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have the help of angels. For he has charged his angels to watch over me, to bear me up in their holy hands. And I do not dash my foot against any stone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I receive the ministry of angels. I receive the ministry of angels. In the name of Jesus, I'm encamped around by angels, the angels of God, the angels of God. They help me, they help me, they help me. I have supernatural help. I have supernatural assistance. Say, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The grace and peace is multiplied unto me. Are you here? Say, I'm here. Can you wave your hand? Wave your hand to the Lord. Say, I'm here. Say, praise the Lord. Say it again. Say, praise the Lord. Now, listen, I know some of you are tired, but if you notice, as we're going on, something is coming over you. Are you noticing it? You could now see that more about you is not natural. Even your present condition. It's a present condition. It's not even natural. Your passiveness, your particular disposition you have. Are you hearing me? It's not even of yourself. Sometimes you think it's just me. It's not just me. You are under an atmosphere. Say amen. Say, I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I give no room to the enemy and to the wicked one. Hallelujah.